We had a kid in our church about 3 years ago who fell out with a heart attack and or his heart stopped. We don't really know what happened. Our pastor was new and she said a prayer. And one day we did a prayer service and me and another girl who played in the same band played music there. And our pastor raised her hands and said, God, if there's ever a need for a miracle, this is it. Well, 2 days later, he woke up. His dad, literally, we were on the phone with him and we all left the hospital and he was going to the funeral home to make arrangements. And he and another friend of ours went to go make their arrangements. We came home and took a nap because we had all been up that night. And he calls us and he says he moved his hand. I don't know if I think differently or I see things differently sometimes than other folks see. But I see God in all the mundane things throughout the day. Like we had a homeless gentleman who comes to our office all the time. Sometimes he's on his meds, sometimes he's not, but he's always welcome in our office. And he came in the other day and was telling us how he had gotten some money and he had gone to the club. And he had, while he was at the club, somebody had hit him over the head and taken all his money. And, you know, half of what he says, you don't know if he really went to the club or not, but we go along with his story. And then he says, you know what? You know what the difference between Jesus and me is? And I said, no, what's the difference between you and Jesus? And he says, the difference between me and Jesus is Jesus died for all of us. And I'm just going to die because somebody kills me. And I thought, how profound. I mean, out of all those he says and all the conversations he and I have had over the years, for him to say that, I was like, that is true. That is true of all of us. No, I mean, all of us are just going to die for nothing, basically. And Jesus died for all of us. And I thought, wow. So it's moments like that, the things that you're not expecting that all of a sudden they just happen. We had a friend recently who was in an elderly abuse situation that we helped her extract herself from. And we helped her move into an assisted living. But we were helping her move. And in the move, my wife was talking to the director of the assisted living where she was moving. And she mentioned how, because of COVID, of course, people have stopped coming to visit and people have stopped coming doing arts and crafts and those things that give them things to look forward to. And she also mentioned that churches had stopped coming. And so they had no worship service on Sunday. And so she says, well, my wife just got ordained. We'd be happy to do a worship service for you on Sundays. So now we've started doing a worship service. But, you know, it's those things that unless you're open to saying yes and stepping forward through the yes, then they don't happen. All my miracles were little. We had a kid in our church about 3 years ago who fell out with a heart attack and or his heart stopped. We don't really know what happened. And he actually played drums. He was one of the kids that got me into ministry. He was one of the kids that asked me to come play and help them. And he was a drummer and drummed together for 5 or 6 years while he was in junior high and high school. And so really close to me and their family is close to us. And we all thought he was going to die. And our pastor was new and she said a prayer. And one day we did a prayer service and me and another girl who played in the same band played music there. And our pastor raised her hands and said, God, if there's ever a need for a miracle, this is it. Well, 2 days later, he woke up. And I think there are a lot of medical components to that. But no matter what, he once was lost, but now he's found and he woke up. And so, you know, that to us in our circle of friends, our chamley, as we call it, our church family, that will always be a miracle because, you know, his dad, literally, we were on the phone with him and we all left the hospital and he was going to the funeral home to make arrangements. And he and another friend of ours went to go make their arrangements. We came home and took a nap because we had all been up that night. And he calls us and he says, he moved his hand. He's waking up. We're like, you got to be kidding me. And so he woke up. My theory is, though, he had a new girlfriend and she was there with him. And then his high school girlfriend, who is like my wife and I's daughter, she had been living in Texas and my wife had gone to get her in Texas and brought her back because they were like each other's first love, even though they weren't together anymore. And had dropped her off at the hospital. She had come home. We took a nap. And that's when he woke up. I said, oh, because he was like, oh, I can't let these two meet. First thing I did was get drumsticks for him. I told his dad, I said, I'm putting drumsticks in his hands because if he feels those, he's comfortable with that. And so we did. We brought him drumsticks. And that was the first thing he did was his dad said, can you keep time? And he beat out time on the bed. So that was cool. Every time that you say yes and walk through the door that's open and things go well, it's like positive affirmation. And I've had times in my life where I've refused to walk through the door and I've gotten some negative affirmation. And I much prefer the positive than God slamming me on my knees and showing me the hard way that I did not do what I needed to be doing. And I say that like God is a vicious God, but because when things have happened hard to me in my life, it's usually because I pushed and my ego pushed and my pride pushed when I should have backed off because everything around me and everyone around me was saying, maybe not now, maybe this isn't right. Maybe you need to wait, but I have wanted it. And I've been humbled quite a few times. And I'd like to say at this point in my life, that won't happen again, but I'm sure it will. But I much prefer the positive affirmation of, hey, good job. Hey, yeah, you're going in the right direction. You're doing all right. You know, you'll see all this stuff around you and you'll know that you're on the right path.
Thanks for listening to episode 27 of Bite-Sized Blessings, the podcast all about the miracles and magic that surround us, if only we open our eyes to them. And whether you choose to listen to our bite-sized offerings for that 5 to 10 minutes of freedom in your day, or the longer interviews, we're grateful you're here. I need to thank Pastor D.C. Sills for sharing her story today, as well as the creators of the music used, Kevin McLeod and Alexander Nakarada. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to changemakers, books, playlists, and music I think will lift and inspire you. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like DC. See the miracles in both the large and the small, and everywhere in between.